This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Today is your money breakthrough day. You will have more money at the end of today than you had before you started. Now, that sounds like a really huge promise. And what I'm going to tell you is that we're going to show you a secret to discover money, literally like it's laying on the ground. But I'm not talking about pennies on the ground or you know, nickels on the ground or that kind of thing. I'm talking about if you employ what we're going to talk about today, you can find possibly as much as hundreds of thousands of dollars right here today, just by simply employing what we're going to talk to you about today on the show. And then from there, we can really talk about how you can have healthy money and have a happy life with money that you know will easily outlive you. Now, in order to help us with this, I'm joined by a great friend and somebody who really knows her stuff when we're talking about money, money management, and most importantly, finding money. Her name is Chris Miller. She's a financial guru, and I'm so excited to be able to bring her to you today. Join me in welcoming Chris Miller. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here with us. There's so many things that I've learned about you over the time that you and I have gotten to know each other, but for the sake of a show talking about finances and your business, tell us a little bit about you and you know, some of the things you've come through to this point in your life.
All right. Well, I'm a legacy wealth strategist. And I create income for my clients they'll never outlive and change the financial reality for themselves and their families. So I've been in practice for almost 25 years this year, and I've counseled over 6,000 people, and no one on my watch has lost a dime. I do safe money strategies, and I show people how to protect their assets from market loss, probate, and the Great Recession. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what got you into finance? Is it something you've been doing since you were a kid, or what got you started in that?
Not really. It wasn't anything that I had actually planned to do. I'm known, you know, I write inspirational music and songwriter. I have a couple number one songs on the radio. That's why they call me the Money Maestro, because that's my favorite thing to do. But what I found was I became a paralegal and I was helping retirees, and I saw I was living trusts, and I have a document preparation service. We've created over 6,000 trusts. Living trusts are legal documents that protect your assets from courts and probate and disgruntled heirs and things like that. Anyway, I was in the preparation and helping people prepare these documents, and I kept seeing this pattern where people would be losing their money in the stock market or nursing homes, and no one was really telling them anything other than to just keep gambling your money in the stock market. So I actually found really safe places that I store my own money in, because I actually got tired of losing money in the stock market. I felt like there was a lot more that I really wasn't being told as a financial planner. So I drilled deep and found out that there are actually strategies that you can actually create income you'll never outlive. And these strategies have been around for a long time. It's not a new thing. They're not talked about a whole lot because it's a lower commission for agents. So most brokers want to put people in stocks and, you know, it's more lucrative. But there are great places that you can protect your money from any market loss and actually grow it either tax-free or tax-deferred, depending on what age you're at.
I know there's a lot of us that, whether it's ourselves personally or our parents, you know, because I'm definitely at that age now, you know, where we're thinking about those things with our parents. And, right. You know, that wish that our parents would have gotten that kind of advice as opposed to some of the bad advice that a lot of them have gotten.
Exactly. But I'll tell you what, it's never too late. I've worked with people that are 90 years old. So, you know, you can always do something. And Steve, you're the perfect, you're known as the sandwich generation. So you got mom and dad on one side, you got kids on the other, and then you got to figure out how to take care of them both. So it's really important. Most of, you know, our parents missed that training. There's none. Nobody's telling anybody. You go to school, you learn how to make money, you get out of school, what do? You go find somebody that knows what to do with it. And most people really don't understand their money. I kept seeing this pattern, Steve, every time. I mean, for years, thousands of people would come in my office, and after about 20 years, I kept seeing the same pattern. The pattern was, one, they'd start planning at 60, so they miss right all the opportunities. Two, they had gambled their money in the stock market, didn't really understand where it was, so when they reached in for their retirement or their pension or their income, it was half gone because they weren't paying attention. And, you know, there's no blame. It's just that people were not taught how to manage their money. So I kept seeing these same patterns that happened, and it really drilled down to mainly three things that I see people miss. You know, I talk about that in my number one bestseller, Ready for Pre-Retirement, and I say three secrets for safe money and a fabulous future. It's not a secret. People just don't talk about it. So there's actually three things you need to focus on, like, you know, like for your parents, you want to make sure that they have a living trust if they own real estate or have any assets at all. If you don't have the right legal documents and something happens, one, you end up in probate or conservatorship, and you may end up having somebody else in that process that you don't want, like a disgruntled heir or a second spouse or something. So it's really important to get your affairs and what your wishes are on paper. Plus, having children, and this is something that really fascinates me, that people with kids don't really take responsibility for that. For example, if mom and dad go out to dinner and don't come back, who's going to take care of the kids? They don't have the paperwork for powers of attorney, for financial health care, and guardianship. So I don't care if you have a lot of money or no money. You still need those documents for the kids. Not saying anything's going to happen, but God forbid you're one of that, you know, the small percentage if something does happen, you want to make sure that you have the right paperwork and that your kids are covered and you have someone in your family or a friend that, you know, that's aware of that. So that's really important no matter what kind of value your assets are, is having the right paperwork. So that was one thing that I saw is a big leak in the boat that people have, is they don't have the right legal documents. Two, they don't have their money saved in the right places. They're gambling their nest egg. Now, I'm not saying that you have to totally be out of the market, but you can learn how to use the market's growth without gambling your principal in there. And so there's some amazing places for people to grow their money tax-free or tax-deferred. And then making sure, like, you know, for catastrophic illness, if something happened to your mom and dad and they ended up in a nursing home, Medicare is not going to take care of it. You're going to end up have to take care of it, right, once they use up all their assets. And nursing homes are running at least $220 to $500 a day. That's real. Mm. So, and 7 out of 10 people over 65 end up in a convalescent home. And guess what? Medicare doesn't cover it. So this is the thing that I kept seeing. It's so sad, was that people would actually work their whole lives and lose their money at the end of their life, either in the stock market or in a nursing home or in some probate situation. So that's why I drilled down on that in my book, because it's so scary to see how horrible it is to see people, you know, work so hard and then lose everything in the end. And there's some really smart things that people are able to do now to protect their assets.
So say the three things for us again.
Okay. So what the three secrets that I say in my book, and they're not secrets because I'm talking about it, but the three main things are protection of assets from probate or conservatorship. For example, if you become incapacitated and don't have a power of attorney, this has nothing to do with money. I'm just talking about you as an individual, and you don't have your wife on there, she won't be able to help you. So you need to make sure you have the right paperwork. So protection of assets from probate, conservatorship, guardianship for minor children, that's one. Two, making sure your assets are safe and growing either tax-free or tax-deferred. And, for example, let's just say you were in between 34 to 54. There are really some amazing places that you could actually grow your money 100% tax-free. And then the third thing is protection of assets from medical expenses or catastrophic situations in long-term care. For example, like, you know, people end up in convalescent homes, and it's not an old age-driven thing. In other words, if I break my leg skiing, God forbid, I'm not going to recover in a hospital. I have to recover in a, quote, convalescent home or nursing home. So there's a rule in the hospital called the DRG rule, which basically means get you out of there as soon as possible. So if you're in that in the hospital, they want to get you out of there within 3 days because the hospital will get less money. So people end up getting shipped to nursing homes, and our health insurance doesn't cover it. It's just a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And it's like 2 or 4% of out of 10 are in a nursing home under 65. It is not an old age place anymore. It's actually a place where everybody ends up from a hospital when they have to recover. And the HMOs, the Medicare, our health insurance does not cover that. So it's really important to look at that. Because like I said earlier, those costs are going $220 to $500 a day. Now, people think about, you know, the money, and the money is just energy. Money is not the end-all and the be-all. It's just the energy that gets you what you want, puts you in the vacations, and gives you the lifestyle. But you have to be accountable to your money, right, and make sure that you're putting at least 15% away. Now, everything's real calm. The sun's out, right, hopefully, up there. Mm-hmm. And it's, right, and it looks like this is the time you need to really work hard and save, because, you know, a lot of the money gurus say that we're all at the edge of another crash again. So you can't afford to, you know, not have at least a 6 or 8 month rainy day money stashed away for yourself. And I know people aren't going to like this, but don't just keep putting all your money back in your business. Things happen, right? So we got to make sure you have that emergency money. Also, it's really important to create lots of streams of income, and take the income and make sure you're not in debt, and make sure you're saving 15%. And I would just keep that available for 6 month rainy day money so that you can have access to it.
So many people not only don't have rainy day money, they don't even have everyday money. The important part of this is to make money important in your life, to not have it be something that you avoid, to not have it be something that you're afraid of, but just simply embrace the fact that money is a tool, that money gives you the opportunity to do the things that you want to do, whether it be put food on the table, pay for rent, go on vacations, build an amazing, thriving business, and have a wonderfully amazing, thriving life in everything that you do. But all of those take money. And so what we want to do is take care of our money on purpose, to be ready for retirement, to be ready for the future, and have a little money in the bank in case, you know, the rain does fall. Because let's face it, sometimes things come up. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife, Sharon, had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realize there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm here with Chris Miller. We are talking today about your money, about how you can have income that will outlive yourself and money that can serve you right now, right here today. Chris gave us some really great tips, some hugely impactful financial advice. And I want to give you guys some secrets here. Chris is a $500 an hour consultant for huge financial platforms. And she's giving us her time today to be able to really help us discover the hidden money that is in our life. So we really want to get out the pen and paper and really, really glean all we can from Chris.
Lots of really, really impactful things there. And probably every single one of them, we could do a whole entire hour show on just each one of them.
Right.
But let's talk to the person who is a business owner, is working hard, their business is going good, but really they haven't even really thought about, long-term savings, any of that kind of stuff. They're just busy working every day, you know.
Right.
A lot of us are in that place. What's the
right.
best way to get started?
Okay, well, there's a really fun thing to do, because a lot of people I talk to that are in that situation, and most of the people I know, really, are saying, well, you know, some people are like just paying bills, and they barely have any money extra. They just put it right back in their business, or they don't know where to find the money to save. Sometimes you have an abundance, and you can save, so... and I'm saying 15%, because the younger you are, the harder it's going to be when you get older, because you're going to end up shouldering more of the debt, which means the value of your dollar or your money is going to buy less. The value is going to be less. It's going to take more of it to buy the same thing. So a really cool thing that you can do is just to find money. I find money for people all the time. It's so fun. I actually found $100,000 this lady didn't even know the other day. It was crazy because people don't pay attention. So what I want you to do is pay attention. Keep a journal of 1 week. What are you spending your money on? And at the end of the week, I want you to make a, you know, take a piece of paper and draw a line down the center of it. And on one side, you're going to put your in must-have, right, food, gas, clothing, all of those things, and then your discretionary, right, going out to dinner, doing your nails, heels, hair, shoes, things like that, that are discretionary. And then you can add that up, and you will actually find money that you can save. Now, that's just with money on a weekly basis, right? But there is money that can be put, even if you're starting with a little bit, start. Create what I call a DMT account. And set up an account that you're gonna commit to putting at least 15% in. And I'll tell you what, you're going to thank me later, seriously. And what that will do is it starts a momentum. It's really an energetic change. It happens by you depositing that money and setting it aside. It actually will bring more money to itself because you'll start changing your patterns. You'll be thinking deeper about what you're doing. You'll pay attention to what you're spending. It's just like, I know the favorite word, diet, right? Saving money, spending money is so parallel to dieting, right? Or budgeting, saving money, spending money is so parallel. And so pay attention. Pay attention to what you eat. Pay attention to what you spend. Watch it, and you will see, especially if you keep track of it, you'll find money that you can start to save. So set up your what I call the DNT account. Do not touch. Don't touch it. Forget about it, right? And you'll be surprised how much you'll be able to start saving from that.
And so do you advise people that, you know, just go down to the bank and set up another savings account at the bank, or is that the best way to set up their do not touch account?
Yeah. Yes. Because this money can be liquid. I wouldn't really invest it into some, you know, annuity or anything serious. We want the 6 or 8 month rainy day money to be available for you, because when the next crash hits or when the next downturn comes around, then you are going to have some emergency money, or if God forbid something happens medically or whatever, you're covered. And it's really neat because it does give you peace of mind knowing that that's there. You don't even really even consciously think about it, but just to know that you're covered and it's there. So it's a really, really good thing to do.
So, you brought up an interesting point in there about finding money and keeping a journal of your spending. How do people critique what is quote unquote necessary and what isn't? I mean, I know there's a lot of people that struggle with, you know, different things that are or aren't necessary. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I know we'll probably get into some fights with some women about shoes and makeup and hair and stuff, but reality, I mean, if we were in a Great Depression, you kind of have to look really hard at it. Do you really need to spend that right now? And then what is it, you know, what is it that's really important to you? There's a little thing that we kind of a little trick that we do that tricks the brain. But if you can't hold to it, and some people really have a hard time, then take a picture of your kids or your grandkids or whatever has a meaning for you, and wrap it around your credit card. So you just can't whip that thing out and buy, like we always do. It'll make you think. It'll make you stop and look at what your goal is and what you're trying to save for, whether it's, you know, a family or vacation or whatever it is, you know, it's almost, it's a little bit of NLP, right, on the brain, but you're actually going to take a picture or something that reminds you of that and wrap it around your credit card so you can't violate your own commitment because it's right there in front of you.
And there's a whole new business opportunity for us too, Chris. We should invent wallets, you know, men's and women's wallets that have a picture on them. So, you know, you can't even open your whole wallet without seeing that picture first.
There you go. Hey, Steve, you got one there. That's cool. Copyright it, quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does work. Because even, you know, when you're busy and you're hurry and you just go right back to the same pattern that you've always done, boom, there's that picture, there's a reminder, there's a vacation, there's, a, you know, whatever it is, new house or grandkid or just saving. Just put the picture on there and it will click you right back.
And with everything, we really do need to have that focus because what you focus on grows. The thing that you give your time, your energy, your money to is the thing that's going to grow in your life. And if that's not what you're really wanting to grow in your life, then you really have to do some of that tough work and really, really evaluate, is this what I want to grow?
Exactly. And if, you know, if we're talking on the money side of it, you know, people want to get out of debt. They want to live without, you know, worrying about money. And there are really some creative ways that you can do that. For example, let's say you were, you know, it just depends on the age group because it's kind of different. But if you were, say, 50 and above, and let's say you had money in a retirement account, most of that money is in your IRAs or 401ks are stuck in the stock market. So when the next crash hits, you're going to lose some money unless you're paying attention to that money. Most people really have no idea, and they're saying, oh, well, I'll go, where's your IRA? And they go, oh, it's at the bank. And I go, where at the bank? And they don't know. It just blows my mind how people really don't understand where their money is. So it's really, really important to pay attention. And like, for example, these annuities, say an annuity is a savings account with an insurance company, like a CD is a savings account with a bank. And so there's lots of products out there, but these have been around since the Middle Ages. And not one person ever lost one dime in the Great Depression.
Wow. I mean, that's huge. Think about it for a minute. We're talking about a way to not only invest your money, but build your money with a strategy that is so rock solid that even during the Great Depression, when so many people lost everything, when, you know, the economic issues that we've dealt with here recently were, you know, pale in comparison to the things that people went through financially back then, and nobody lost any money. That is something amazing. You know, I used to ask my salespeople, what have you gotten so far out of the meeting, you know, right in the middle of it? And I'm going to ask you to do that. I want you to go onto Twitter or Facebook. I want you to hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur and then put down one money strategy that you've learned so far with Chris. Do that while you're listening to this commercial, and we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mesh Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Chris Miller, and we are talking to you today about how you can have more money right now today than you ever imagined, so that you can have healthy money and a happy life. Right before the break, I encouraged you to go out on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, and just put down one thing that you've learned already through this. And we haven't even gotten to the juicy, juicy tips that are going to make you as much as, you're going to literally, I'm not kidding you, find as much as $100,000 that you didn't know was there. You're going to pick it up like you found a penny on the ground, and we're going to show you how you can put it in your pocket. So I hope you're still paying attention, because with all of the great, wonderful, juicy information that Chris has given us so far, we have only just begun. There is a lot more still to come. I hope you really are taking some notes and getting to the heart of all of the things that Chris is sharing with us. Chris, you shared a lot of really great things in the last couple of segments. Continue on with how you really discovered this way for us to be able to find money and to be financially secure right now.
So after I went through a few crashes myself, I got sick of losing money, and I'm a financial planner. I'm going, what is going on here? How come I'm losing money? So that's when I drilled down and found out that about these products, actually, I really wasn't being told about, because they wanted me to teach people how to gamble their money, and they weren't telling me about these other products. It's not big commission, so, you know, who wants to talk about it? But honestly, I would rather take less commission and know my money was safe and know I was doing a better job for my client than be gambling their money in some risky place. So I discovered these places, and that's where I store my money. So that's what I show my clients, the same strategies that I use.
And in the end, I think there's a couple of questions in there that are worth asking, whether it be just your basic bank or it be an insurance salesperson that wants to sell you insurance or what have you, is, you know, what are they doing? What have they done? And how much impact did it really have, especially when you start, you know, did they have this same account in, say, 2007, 2008 when we had – you know, the big economic downturn. You know, even more telling is what was the company, if it was even around, what was the company's financial situation during the 1920s and the early 1930s? How did they fare the big Great Depression in the late 20s? It's that kind of research. Often we just, you know, a person comes in, they're charismatic, we like them, we trust them. Maybe it's even somebody we know, and so we just jump into whatever insurance policy, IRA policy, even worse if it's at work. You know, the HR person comes around and says, here, this is something you should get, and you just go, well, okay.
Exactly, and then not even thinking into it, and that's really, really a good point, because most of them are channeled to teach, you know, to put people in certain programs. But here's a really quick way to decipher it, because really, most of the investments you have, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all of those are risk. Real estate, risk. You can lose your principal. And mind you, I have a good story on that where I, you know, actually bought some real estate with cash right before the crash, last crash, which was a stupid thing to do, which I lost lots of equity with it because I had paid cash. So, you know, those are all risk places. Safe places are like annuities, whole life, index, IULs. Those are safe. You don't ever lose your principal. So there's kind of classifications and categories. If you go to a broker, he's going to want to sell you stocks. You go to a bank, more than likely they'll want to sell you a mutual fund, and which pays them a great commission. And I'll tell you, I've looked at thousands, literally over 6,000 portfolios, and those products that people have in the banks are nasty. I mean, they're great commission for the bank, but they're put seniors in products where they can lose their principal. I mean, it's really a crime. It's just disgusting. That's why I wrote my book, because people need to know about this. We're not taught it in school, and no one is really going out of their way to show everybody the right way to do it, right? Which is the safe way. I'd rather be more safe than try to gamble and get more. I'm really, really like to know my money is there. So that's why I'm really proud to say I've never lost a dime in 25 years, because I only do safe strategies.
And it's really important you do that. I mean, I think of, you know, Kathy's stepdad. When we were going through, you know, because Kathy's an only child, so, you know, she was the only one to help her mom when her husband had passed with all of the stuff. And going through, we found all kinds of interesting things that they were paying for every month, just simply out of neglect. And there's really no other way of saying it. They started it once and then they left it that way for years. There was, and I don't know how many people will know what an AT&T Princess telephone is, but, you know, back in the day, anybody that is young enough to remember, or old enough rather, I should say, to remember phones that had push buttons on them, but had cords, you know, that'll date you right there when your phone had
there
a cord.
It is.
The Princess telephone was that long one that, you know, the buttons were in the middle between the, you know, the two speakers.
Right.
You know, she was going through and she found out that in their phone bill, they had been paying for somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 to 18 years for a Princess phone. You know, now keep in mind that even back when it first came out, it was like maybe a $50 phone, and they had been paying like $10 a month for 15 years.
Wow. Gee, did you call them and get your money back?
Oh, well, you can't get your money back, but we did definitely get it stopped.
Yeah, well, you know, that's surprising. I mean, that's not surprising, because every month I check my credit card thing and I'll find one or two things on there that aren't even mine. Mm. It happens all the time. So always check your bills. Always go over your credit cards, because you'll be finding money that wasn't. I mean, it's crazy it's on both cards that I have. It's not just one particular brand. So, yeah, you got to pay attention. It's really, really important, and that's very, very common for people to do that, really.
And that's what I love most about the whole, you know, keeping a journal of your spending for a week. You know, I mean, don't do it for like 3 or 4 months. You know, just do it for a week, because there are a lot of things. I mean, Chris had Kathy and I go through it, so I know this recent history as opposed to times I've done it in the past. And there are a lot of things that you spend money on in that week. And you're just like, what was that even for? You know, even with the journal, you're like going, I'm not even sure I remember why we went to that particular store and got that thing, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's amazing how you'll create money and then commit to taking that money and putting it in an account that you're going to not touch. Right. And this, you know, that's, I don't know. I think it's like 70% of people have not even done that at this point. It's very common for people not to save. Even wealthy people put all their money right back into their investments and don't have that 6 to 8 month rainy day money. So if something happens, you're stuck, right? So it's just critically important for people to do that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, my goal is to make this conversation fun and happy and healthy and not, you know, healthy money, happy life, not dismal and shameful and you're bad because you don't know. You're not, nobody's bad. Nobody's been taught. So you don't have to feel bad that you don't have your money thing together. Let's just get it together. Go forward, right?
I love that phrase, healthy money, happy life.
Right, right. Well, we're doing a lot of workshops about that because, you know, because the importance of what people need to know and aren't being taught. We have a program called Create Income You'll Never Outlive. Really, really simple things that people can do, basic things that are so obvious that when you do it, you'll find more money. You'll actually create savings you'll never outlive. If you've got some sort of retirement account and you're concerned about it, I'm here. You can reach out to me for a financial fitness strategy, and I'll tell you what you could do over that. And it's very, very simple. It doesn't have to be a PhD kind of a conversation. So at least you can get some guidance on where you're going to go, because that 10 or that 20 years can go by really fast, and you can put in procrastination and find that you didn't do anything and 20 years are gone, and now where are you? So you got to start now. Start with them. If you have any retirement accounts, make sure they're safe. Make sure they're growing tax deferred, that you're getting good interest rates. These annuities are paying anywhere from 4 to 7%. And there's some products out there that don't even have caps, so they have huge potential for growth without putting your principal in the market. So that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Taking whatever you make from your company or your business and, you know, paying off your bills and then putting a portion of that aside for... And a good way to change your mindset isn't saving or budgeting. It's basically saving for future spending, right? It's really just all about the things and the goals that you want in the future. So it's not the big bad B word, right, budget. It's fun. You get to save for your future spending, right?
Absolutely.
It's not a lot more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, tell people that are interested, how could they get in contact with you and work with you?
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Well, you could reach out to our office. You could call. Our number is 951-926-4158, or you can email me at Chris, K-R-I-S, healthy@healthymoneyhappylife.com. And you can text right now, and I'll give you guys a free next chapter checklist. And just text the number 38470 and then put in plan. And then, boom, you'll get the next, you know, your next chapter checklist. And it'll give you some steps and things that you can do right now to start getting in motion. Because your saving and your money is like funding everything that's going on. So I really would consider putting this on your calendar as a to-do and dedicate a certain portion of your time learning about what I'm talking about. Get my book, read the book, and then if you want to reach out to me again, I will give everyone on the call a 20-minute financial fitness strategy session, and I'll see if I can help you and give you a little guidance and let you know what the next step is.
I like that. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's a free 20-minute financial fitness strategy session with somebody who, and we didn't talk a lot about it, Chris, but, you're talking with major television networks and stuff about featuring you, possibly even having your own show or those kind of things. So it's not like she woke up yesterday and decided, hey, I'd like to be in the financial realm.
It's sort of like, it's really, this is what I was saying a little earlier, like all of a sudden, 20 years go by, so I'm talking to people, I'm going, and all of a sudden I'm hearing myself saying, I've been doing this for 25 years. That's thousands of people I've seen, and I've never seen one family the same. That experience is so invaluable, and I want to share it with people, because I don't want you to see you make the same mistakes that everybody makes, because they're not told. So I'm excited about it. I love sharing it. And that's why I am getting out on major media to get this information out to millions of people to empower them so that they can take back control of their money. And the money's not ruling them. They're ruling the money. They know when to spend it. They know when to save it. And it makes you feel really good about yourself.
Absolutely. Chris's book is Ready for Pretirement. You can get that on Amazon. You'll probably find it in bookstores too. And if you text 38470 and then put in the word plan, you'll get her guide sent to you. And if you want to go even further than that, email Chris at healthymoneyhappylife.com and you can get a 20-minute free financial fitness evaluation. Free. Who doesn't like free stuff? There's a way to save yourself some money right there. It's free.
It's very free, because if you want to pay me, I'm $500 an hour. So I'm telling you, getting a good gift here for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the blessing is, the only requirement is you got to tell somebody else. We can share this information. We'll empower everybody, and no one will be a victim anymore, but the people will be empowered and live in abundance and have the right state of mind and be able to handle their affairs without confusion. Why not?
Yeah. Well, Chris, I like to always make sure that at the end of the show, we leave people with a specific thing that they can do right now today to really, start taking action on what we've been talking about. So what's the one thing that a person can do right now today?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. The one thing, well, I would suggest to do that journal. Journal 1 week of what you're spending, and take the discretionary and what you need to spend. And I want to see who can come up with the most money, right? I don't know if you have a Facebook page, but or interactive thing on your program, but that will really make you feel really good. Now, if you don't have a money problem with money, and that's like budgeting and saving money is not an issue, then for that set of people, I would look seriously at the money that you've saved. If you're one of those people that have nest eggs in retirement accounts or IRAs or even stocks, take a look at that, and I want you to learn one thing about what I'm talking about, whether it's an index annuity or an IUL, and start to commit to learning about how to protect your money and your family.
I think it's important for us to mention the three secrets again. Have a living trust. In other words, have paperwork in place that protects your assets. Have your money in the right places. Be careful of stocks and things where all of your money can literally overnight just disappear. Make sure that your assets are safe and growing. And number three, have the right types of medical protection from accidents and long-term medical situations. Yes, those kind of things can happen as we get older, but you don't have to be older to have something that can make you disabled for life, or even just put you in a convalescent center for a couple of weeks. For those of you who have never experienced how tough life can be when you can't earn any money for even as little as 2 weeks, I hope you never find out, really, is what I'm saying.
Right. Please. Exactly. Yeah. Right. It's so important, Steve. Thank you so much for just reconfirming how important this is. Because, you know, we're spending all the time making the money, but nobody spends any time saving or protecting it or learning about how you could really grow it without risk. So I want to inspire everybody.
Yeah. All right. And I'm going to encourage everybody between bestsellersguild.com, which takes you to our bestsellers, our Amazon bestsellers group. You're welcome to join that for free if you're working on a book. Any message that you have needs to get out from that. So that's one option for you. Or on our regular Facebook page, which is Thrive Biz Dev, Thrive Biz Dev. I want you to do that 1 week journaling. And I want you to then go through and figure out what kind of money you can save. So I'll give you an example just so that everybody understands. You know, if you're spending $5 a day on, I'll pick on coffee because I know a lot of people love it and I don't drink it, so it's easy for me.
Okay. Right.
$5 a day on a coffee. Let's say you did that twice a day and you didn't go crazy, but you just cut down to one. Okay. Nothing extreme. That would be five times a day times 365 days, you know, and then whatever that number is. Sorry that I can't do the math that quickly, but, you know, that's like, $1,500
that's
bucks
nice
or something like that.
Nice little stash of money. Right.
You know, and so, and all of those things that are not have to's, but are you want to's, you know, you enjoy them. You do them because they make you feel good. And I'm not telling you you have to stop doing them, but those are the things that go on that list of ways you can find money. And the whole point that Chris is trying to make is that then what you do is you save that 15% first. So you pay your bills, you save the 15%, and then, you know, go to Starbucks and buy all the coffee you want to buy. You know, it's just you've already saved that money first. So I want to encourage you to post in one of those two places what total you saved. And I'm going to have some kind of special something, because I just thought of this, so I don't know what it's going to be yet, but some kind of special something for the top three people that found the most money over the course of this next week. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Maybe we could figure out something to give them or something. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Chris and I are going to plot behind your backs here now,
okay.
And we're going to
yeah.
come up with something. So you got to do that. So the one of two places okay. is you can go bestsellersguild.com and join the free group, or you can go on Facebook to Thrive Biz Dev. And after you've done that for a week, put in there, I have saved, you know, I found, and then how much money you did, and make sure that you hashtag, healthy money, happy life. Healthy money, happy life. That way we'll be able to find it, you know, because those are pretty busy groups. So we want to make sure that we see your money amount. So put in that amount, hashtag it healthy money, happy life. And I want to see what kind of money people can find.
Yeah,
that's
let's
be fun.
A book or something. Or
yeah. We've
sure.
got some fun prizes we're going to figure out for
we'll
you.
Figure out something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time, and thanks so much for all of the years of wisdom that you helped pour into people today.
My joy, Steve. I just love doing this, and I could just feel all the other people on the other side of the show all excited to take back control of their own money and their own destiny and their own life, because they can make the right choice when they understand what they are.
You need to understand what the right choices are, and then you can make them, and then you can live financially free. You can have healthy money, which leads to a happy life, and we all want that. Now, keep in mind, we gave you some really, really interesting things that you need to do there. You need to tweet to Facebook, hashtag healthy money, happy life. There's some great giveaways that are going to be happening this week. Those tweets need to be in Bestsellers Guild, the group on Facebook. To join the group, it's free. Again, go to bestsellersguild.com and ask to join. We will be glad to have you as part of the group. Every single one of our guests, you know, they help participate during their week as a guest on the show and really add their special, unique brilliance to the group. So there's a lot of amazing things happening there. And of course, we are pumping out best-selling authors out of that group every day. There's another person that's coming out with the new information on their upcoming book or the release of their book or, you know, them saying, hey, you know, my book just went to bestseller. It is a really fun and exciting group to be a part of. You know, and as I've said just about every week for the last several months, the number one primary sponsor for Thriving Entrepreneur is my wonderful wife, Kathy Kidd. She sponsors us like nobody else does by adding so much value into bestsellersguild.com so that we can bring you guests like Chris and you can have the ability to interact with them in the group for free. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. You're talking about a lady who gets $500 an hour for her time when she's consulting with some people who have very large portfolios that she helps out. So to be able to ask her questions in that group is amazingly huge for you. So join bestsellersguild.com. Remember to hashtag in there healthy money, happy life, and do the rest of the things like what we said in the contest that we've got going. And there's some good giveaways, some books, some information, some different things that we're going to give to some people so that you can really have healthy money and a happy life. Now, I want to remind you, like I do every week, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. I mean that. You are not an accident. You're here for a very special and very specific reason. I hope that we're helping you discover that, because I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I know that the world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope that until next time, you will thrive in your life and business. We look forward to serving you more, and we hope to meet up with you, new or our existing friends, at bestsellersguild.com. Until then, have a great, great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.